Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Dit is nou tyd vir Explained Well with Christel. Ons doen het elke dag op die show die tyd. En ons sit met ons hande in ons hare oor Eskom. En hulle verloor net meer en meer geld elke dag. En die probleem word nie opgelos nie.
Ja, en het raak rarig moeilik om te weet wat om te sê. Want het raak nie beter nie. Indien enig iets lyk jy voor uitsigte letterlik tamelijk donker en duister. Ons het so pas 'n persverklaring ontvang van die nationale tesourier, wat van so die Eskom het nie geld op die oomblik vir diesel, vir hulle oop gasturbines nie. Die tesourier sê hulle kan hulle nie help nie, want hulle versoek of hulle probeer geld kry, maar het val buite die befondsingssiklusse van die regering.
Oké, okay, maar nou waarvoor betaal ons? Want ek kry elke maand 'n rekening vir my krag, wat ek voor betaal. So gebruik hulle nie daai geld vir die running costs of the organisation nie.
So hulle doen, maar so hulle begroting vir die jaar vir diesel het hulle alles opgebruik. En hulle nuwe finansiering skop eers in die nuwe finansiële jaar in.
Maar nie vir die diesel nie, Christel, vir the running efficiently of the Paris Statel.
And then you have a point. So even Pravin Gordhan today said that his statement was an interesting one. He was saying, yes, there's a component of sabotage, but he says that the systems within Eskom are not operating as they should. So we have a situation now where they can't run the open gas turbines because they don't have money for diesel. Kuberg 1 should have been taken offline already. And we need to keep in mind this is a nuclear power station. You can't really stall too long on that maintenance. It needs to be done. But that's now going to happen by Saturday. And that's almost 2,000 megawatt gone.
Kuberg 1 should have been taken offline for maintenance 6 years ago.
Yeah.
That is how long the maintenance has been delayed. Yeah. 6 years. Now they're like, oh, we can't do it this month, guys. It's a problem. We were supposed to do maintenance 6 years ago.
Mm. Yeah. And what we need to look at, so yesterday we were reporting on Business Unity South Africa saying businesses just can't bear this anymore.
Yeah.
We went to them and we asked them, how much is this costing the country? And I have some audio here from Happy Kambule from Business Unity South Africa explaining this to us.
Every stage of load shedding is between 450 million to 900 million per day.
Per day?
Yeah.
Per day? Every stage?
Every stage.
Between 450 to 900 million rand per day.
Maar dis iets wat Rob sê, en ek dink dit is hoekom soveel Suid-Afrikaners gefrustreerd voel, hierdie is nie nuwe probleme nie. Hierdie is probleme of kwesties wat dalk opgepop het 6 jaar terug, soos Kuberg 1.
En nog voor dit, ja.
Wat as hulle die stelsels in plek gehad het om dit in the moment to fix and to maintain it, dan sit ons nie nou hier in die donker nie.
Ja, en kyk, en Rob is goed met wiskunde, hy kan dalk so lang vir my help met wiskunde.
I'm just doing my back of the napkin mathematics here. So stage 6 currently, in that range, you know, let's call it 550 million, it's costing about 5.5 billion rand a day. During the stage 6 load shedding.
It's overwhelming. Dit is like getalle wat te groot is om jou kop rondom te kry. Die realiteit is, dit gaan nie enige tyd binnenkort beter raak nie. Kuberg moet vir 6 maande herstelwerk ondergaan. En mense wil dit nie hoor voor Kersfees nie, maar as jy nou ekstra geld het, baie inverter.
Yeah.
Buy a generator, buy a solar, buy if you have any money now, because this is not going to go away in the short or even medium term.
Ek onthou, op Jack & Ness vroeger hierdie jaar, was daar 'n klankgreep van iemand by Eskom, wat gesê het, ons moet nie uitsien nie, maar ons moet onsself voorberei vir 100 dae van load shedding in die winter. And that was already such a huge thing. And it was something that ons het rarig opgesien daarna. Want hoe doen die mense, dis winter, whatever. Ons leef nou met dit vir meeste van die jaar. En het gaan net aangaan.
Do you remember when we were only going into lockdown for 2 weeks? Does that ring a bell?
Yes.
I've solved the problem, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah. Would you like a solution?
Yes, thank you. That'd be great.
Eskom belongs to the government. Eskom can't afford diesel to run the generators. If we had the generators up and running, we wouldn't have any power problems. The government is also in charge of the diesel price. Checkmate economics. Just drop the diesel price and then buy the diesel that you need and then turn the lights back on. What's wrong with my plan?
So I just want to ask, Rob, just for the record, do you drive a diesel vehicle?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. No, I do not.
Kyk, ja, die realiteit is, dit kos die land en die, ons as individue so baie, dit, and now I feel like the Grinch, because we're heading into Christmas. This December is already not Decembering like December's should December. If you have some extra money, try and take yourself off the grid as much as you can.
Or just, you know, get some carrier pigeons and a donkey. Plant a little vegetable garden on the roof.
Braai elke aand.
Ja.
Ja.
We'll just go back.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.